Ambar, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Elizabeth.
You represent Rhode Island Public Radio in this new effort to create a sort of regional newsroom for New England. It's funded partly by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they funded seven other similar efforts around the country. Ours is one of the newer ones. Tell us what we can expect to hear from the New England News Collaborative.
We are focusing on a broad range of topic areas that are critical in New England: energy, climate change, the opioid addiction crisis, changing demographics, and aging infrastructure, to name a few. All of these issues should sound familiar to Rhode Islanders, and really all of the reporters and the stations in the collaborative are already covering them. But this is allowing us to plan stories across all of our newsrooms so we can compare and contrast how New England states are approaching these challenges or working together to solve them.
So the idea here is that we have a team of reporters looking at the entire region, bringing insights from individual states and towns, and providing a picture of how we all fit into this larger regional picture.
That's exactly right. We're dedicating time to dive deep into these stories in a more coordinated fashion. It's another way we're expanding our resources. So effectively, we have more boots on the ground to keep up with important stories and developments. For example, Boston's WBUR sent reporters and producers to both the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. They filed stories that we aired on Rhode Island Public Radio. They also interviewed Governor Gina Raimondo on our behalf. So we were able to tailor additional reports for our local audience during the convention weeks.
And Ambar, the big goal for the New England News Collaborative is to produce a monthly package of stories tied together around a theme. This week we're airing the first of those series, focusing on energy. How'd you pick energy for the first big series?
Well, several reporters across New England were working on a range of energy stories when we officially came together in June. So we decided to focus our first series on precisely that, and we call it The Big Switch, New England's Energy Moment. I contributed a piece about the proposed power plant in Burrville, which is a regional story as much as it is a Rhode Island story, when you think about how the plant would fit into the regional energy grid. Some of the other stories in the series will look at challenges for solar energy and wind energy and battery storage. We're going to continue to cover energy, but the series is just the beginning. And you may have noticed already that we've started to air some other standalone stories from the New England Public Radio stations.
And those other stations are also airing some of Rhode Island Public Radio's reports. You recently filed a story on how the town of Cumberland and the state health department are investigating a toxic chemical that was found in Cumberland's drinking water. We paired that story with one from New Hampshire Public Radio, where the same chemical, known as PFOA, is a big problem in some towns. So that's another example of how this collaborative is already starting to work.
Yeah, that's a great example. And we've heard some great healthcare reporting, like a recent story about some parents who are rejecting vitamin K shots for their newborn babies and the impact of that. The other stations airing these stories include WBUR in Boston, as I mentioned, Maine Public Broadcasting, and Vermont Public Radio.
And Ambar, you're one of eight reporters working in the collaborative. There's also an editor dedicated to this project based at Connecticut Public Broadcasting in Hartford.
Yes, and he coordinates our coverage with news managers at each of the stations, and we have a digital reporter who will partner up with us on some assignments that lend themselves to multimedia storytelling. Each of us comes with a different area of expertise. Some of us have more experience covering energy and the environment. Some of us have more experience covering immigration or infrastructure, for example. And we're drawing on other resources at each of the New England stations. So for like an issue like opioid addiction, Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay has produced ongoing, hard-hitting coverage. And now listeners across New England will also have a chance to hear her stories.
Ambar, thanks for giving us a peek into the New England News Collaborative. I'm excited to hear more of the first big series, The Big Switch, New England's Energy Moment, exploring this critical time for the region's energy system. And if you'd like to listen, you can find the series at our website, ripr.org.